You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So you got some money? Well, you don't, but you're always crying poor, but we assume you got some money. And you have a baseball team that has Emmanuel Clase more than likely on the trade block. And let's be serious, we might have about 2.5 weeks left with Emmanuel Clase on this baseball team. Would you believe that, Tone? All right. Stephen Kwan, his conversation has been brought up a couple of times. I want to get into the nitty-gritty of it. You got $100 million to spend on the guy. Would you spend $100 million on Stephen Kwan? 216-474-0092. Would you give him a contract?
So, what, you're talking 3 years, $30 million?
Well, I would have to say 4 years at probably 120.
Yeah, so I would, but I ran this by a bunch of people, and they were very split.
That's a short conversation, then.
Very, very split on whether or not to do this, because Kwan is, you know, so important to us. He's been vital to us in everything we do. But then again, you know, the market. Now, the people that I reached out to, they said they thought he could get that money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like he's way more important to us than he might be elsewhere.
You and I might have reached out, cross-referencing, we might have reached out to the same guy at one point. But go ahead.
So then it boils down to, well, who do we pay that much money to? Who do the Guardians ever pay that much money to? I mean, the highest paid player on our team is somebody who took a massive, massive discount in Jose Ramirez, and then Kwan would be making way more money than him with a setup like this, would he not?
I'm not per year. I mean, yeah, but contracts, they go up.
Sure.
Just because Jose took a discount doesn't mean I can't pay somebody more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Jose's making 21 this year, 23 next year, 25 the year after, and obviously Kwan would clear that at 30.
Yeah, you know. But wouldn't Jose took the discount, wouldn't he be fine with somebody making? I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would be a big deal.
But I like, how high would the Guardians, that was clearly as high as they would go then, right? If they would have gone higher, Jose would have taken that money.
So Andrés Giménez is the only one I can ever think of that made over $100 million here. He's signed a 7-year $106.5 million deal, which that's certainly less than what Stephen Kwan would make per year. I mean, you're looking at a $30 million leadoff hitter per year. The reason I say yes is, who else are you going to pay? Who else are you going to pay? Are we going to wait for this fictitious bopper to pay $100-plus million a year? Or perhaps that fictitious bopper who doesn't exist in this lineup, or I think even in the farm right now, do you think that guy's going to stay around for your $100 million? I think Stephen Kwan might stay around for $120 million over 4 years. I think he might be willing to do that. And I think if you become such a distressed asset, the way that Tone brings that up, I think that he'd still be a tradable commodity to a team like that can afford him. The Mets, the Dodgers, the Yankees, who would drop $120 million or the rest of that contract. No problem with Stephen Kwan to set their table every single year. You're telling me you're going to get me a guy on base for the New York Yankees for that, the rest of that lineup, with the guys who actually can bop? Yeah, you'll certainly do that. So I don't see the problem here. with Stephen Kwan. I don't think that if you pay him $120 million, we're on the same page, so I'm coming off argumentative with you. I don't see the problem in paying Stephen Kwan a four-year $120 contract because he's consistent, because he will always be able to, you will be able to find somebody for him if you need to find somebody for him at that price. I think that's an affordable price for another ball club out there, as I just said. And I don't think that he's all of a sudden going to fall apart the way Andrés Giménez did.
Now, does it bother you that he's not hitting for power at all?
I need, again, who am I getting that can hit for any consistent power other than him? Manzardo's too soon to call. Is it not? I mean, he can hit for some power, but he's not even an everyday player for me to really see him right
on
now.
On this team.
Yeah.
Like the worst Guardians team I can remember in a long time.
And by the way, that's probably not his fault. That's probably more the Guardians' fault, and they got a 39-year-old first baseman standing over there. So I don't want to put that on Kyle Manzardo just yet. But you got some guys with some power that, yeah, if they had some power, yeah, give them the money. Give them the money. Yeah, let him bat fourth right behind Jose, and let's get this thing going. Like you would do something like that. But I don't have that guy. Jonkenzie Noel isn't that guy. Who else? CJ Cephas? I don't know yet. I don't know Chase DeLauder yet.
Well,
I don't know.
You're talking about our organization where the development for the hitters just in general has been
money?
Far below average.
Who am I saving money for? And if you're getting, and let me tell you this, you said, does it bother me that he's only a singles hitter or a doubles hitter? He doesn't hit a lot of home runs, right? What am I going to get in return right now for Stephen Kwan?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On. What am I going to get in return? Probably the same thing I would get in a few years, and they'd be willing to spend the rest of the money on that contract. If he can set the table for one of those big home run hitting lineups that pride themselves on that, and we know who we're talking about there, then I just don't see the downside.
Yeah, well,
and it's not even about throwing your fans a bone. It's about paying a player that still has a future for you. He'd be at... If you were to sign him now, you're looking at a guy who's going to be turning 30 at that time at the end of it, right? It makes sense.
What makes me nervous is that it hadn't already happened. And because it hadn't already happened, you know, you get nervous. Now, has he played so well that his value has gone up exponentially?
Well, probably he's not. An all-star probably is.
It's probably leveled off, right?
Uh-huh.
His value, the one risk in not signing a guy like Kwan when they try to obviously get out ahead of these contracts is that they're going to explode. Well, he hasn't exploded. I mean, if anything, he's kind of leveled off. I mean, he batted 290 last year. He's batting 290 this year. So, I mean, if we've seen the ceiling of Stephen Kwan at this point, now maybe in another lineup he could do better. Might see more pitches. Might see better pitches in another lineup. I don't know. But I think that's kind of where we're at with Kwan, is that his number is probably leveled off, and that's the value, and he probably is going to be able to get $30 million.
That is, to me, the going rate for 290 and leadoff hitters and consistency that can get on base. If you don't want to pay that, then what are you doing as a baseball team? That you want to talk about really angry, that's going to make you angry. if there's a guy that deserves a pay raise for this baseball team, it's got to be Steven.
Yeah, especially when you traded Naylor.
Exactly. Because,
and you had your reasons. Like,
yes, you did.
I do think we've seen some revisionist history on the Naylor trade. Like, were we not talking about, how sustainable is that with his body? He's gained weight.
And he got hurt again this year.
And then you were trying to make way for some of the younger guys. Now, we could debate whether that has been executed well. It certainly hasn't. But, you know, Naylor's batting 294, and he's giving you some pop with 11 home runs.
And he ain't going to give $100 million to his brother at this juncture right now. He's just the benefit of there's nobody around him that can come up and catch for you. And Austin Hedges, he's an assistant coach. So he's got that benefit for you. But who else are you supposed, unless we want to talk about the pitchers, are the pitchers more valuable? Is there somebody that you can keep there at that level who's worth it right now? I mean, Tanner Bibee's already signed, so you figure that one out. Is Big Rig there for you that you would possibly seduce him with that sort of money? Like, I'm asking a legitimate question here. Maybe, but when it comes to your lineup, it's not just about doing your fans a service and throwing them a bone and paying a guy that they like. It's about, if you're not going to be a home run hitting team, and at this juncture, I just don't think you really ever will be. Until you get lucky with somebody who decides to be a real big home run hitter. Because Jose's been in home run derby, but I don't think that people look at him. He's just a complete hitter and a complete baseball player. He's almost a throwback. But when it comes to home run hitting, who else do I have to pay? I don't. They don't exist in this organization. So I might as well stand for something and get me a guy who's good defensively, who's certainly good at the plate, and who's consistent at the plate.
Did it anger you that in Jeff Passan's column over the last couple days, he mentioned Kwan as a potential trade target?
No, it doesn't anger me. It's certainly going to be, there's going to be calls on him. It would just anger me if they actually traded him, because I don't think you need to trade him right now. I'd still like to work something out, but it can't be escaped that, you know, there was conversation there before. Did you say that there was an offer to him at a certain point in the past? Or
yeah,
no?
Like the Guardians, in their fashion, they always try to lock these guys up very, very early on at bargain basement prices.
Well, as of right now, he's bet on himself and it's paying off. But I'm looking at it going, 4 years, $120 million for a guy like Steven Kwan. Yeah, sign me up, because I don't have anybody else that I'm really running there to pay that I think is going to be a big part of my future. Maybe Manzardo will change my mind after they trade Carlos Santana in the coming weeks, and then he gets to be an everyday player. Maybe that'll be a possibility and I'll change my mind on something like that. But man, until then, I need guys that I just know are going to be on base, and then I'll worry about the rest of it. 216-474-0092. Well, would you give Steven Kwan $100 million plus? Is it time to pay the man with Steven Kwan? And yes, you guys don't believe this, but it's true. Jimmy did learn something from his time in Pittsburgh. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.